Drew, you stole my story. I have the luckiest helicopter crash accident. When I was 21, I got to spend a year in South Vietnam flying helicopters. Sometimes you get lucky when you fly helicopters, and you're on the maintenance duty. 50 helicopters all lined up, guys jumping into helicopters, getting flown somewhere, dropped off, empty helicopter comes back, grabs some more guys, going, 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 they don't come back, the helicopters do, load up, go, go, go. I was lucky, I was on maintenance duty. We string the hammocks inside the helicopter, break out some cokes and smokes, sit around waiting for somebody's helicopter to break. We arrange for the tow truck for helicopters. The tow truck for helicopters is a great big Chinook helicopter. Comes down, grabs the top of it right by the rotor blades, and pulls it away. Somebody's got to get the helicopter ready. I have those four guys sitting in the back of my helicopter, playing cards, drinking soda, smoking. Nothing's going on until the magic phone rings.
Get a little bit closer.
Get closer? The magic phone rings, Kingsman 1-1, go get somebody's broken helicopter ready. We load up, four crew members, pilot, me, co-pilot, my roommate, two gunners in the back, and four maintenance guys. These guys are mechanics, they're not soldiers. They have uniforms on, but they don't have guns, they have wrenches. We load up, we go fly, they say, okay, this helicopter is parked on the side of this little hill over there, something was wrong, all the people are gone, somebody else took them away. We fly out there, big helicopter in the sky telling us what's going on. He says, okay, your two Cobras are on station now. And I asked him, two Cobras, do we need Cobras for this? Cobras are the big, scary attack helicopters, rockets, machine guns, cannons, and all this stuff. We're mechanics today. We shouldn't need any Cobras. Cobras are on station. Okay. We're coming in to land. We see the helicopter sitting there. We hear machine guns. Think, this is good. A second later, my co-pilot hears the Cobras say, okay, we're going to start shooting now. I looked over. You heard machine guns. I heard machine guns. We're almost ready to land. Now we hear machine guns all around the parked helicopter. Just like in the movies. Explosions happening. The dashboard of your helicopter, all the lights are on. Hearing weird noises. This isn't good. We dive over the side of the mountain and go into what's called an auto rotation. Airplanes want to fly. Helicopters don't. Helicopters want to crash. When your power steering is out on your car, it's not easy to fly a helicopter. When you don't have any hydraulics, none of the parts work very well, but much military training gets you ready for an auto rotation. The rotor blade spins, builds up lift. You get one shot at landing on the ground, or actually landing above the ground. And if you learned your lessons, well, you'll be all right. In a car crash, the guy in front of you stops you, smack him. In a helicopter crash, all things go slower. It takes 2 minutes to hit the ground when all your engine is shot and you're auto-rotating. As we get down to the bottom, machine gun holes are appearing in the windshield. Parts are starting to fall off the side. We're pretty scared. Helicopters will stop with all your inertia built up in the rotor blades. You pull everything, you do it just like in the book, and you stop perfectly this far above the grass. In Vietnam, the grass is 18 feet tall. Boom! Rolls over. Eight of us scramble out of the side of this thing. If you've seen a John Wayne movie, you've heard that zing of bullets. It's real. Zing, zing. We run along the beach, or I'm sorry, along the trail to the river. Another helicopter picks us up, all eight of us get in his helicopter, 68 hits in his, nobody touched.